Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Ches, and we are in the world of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. We are in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. It should be a zchus that we should be able to be zochet to have these laws of Tumah V'Tahara Lamaisa. So we are on Zayin Amabez, and Amar Rabbi Mana. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Kapara, how to understand the Mishnah. Right, what the Mishnah says, Rabbi Hananya, or Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, you're allowed to burn two things together, even though it's going to cause more tumah. So what did that mean, more tumah? So Bar Kapara said, the two items are, one's tamei d'oraisa, one's tamei d'rabanan. That's a big chiddush, Bar Kapara says. That's why mixing them, burning them together means that item that's tamei d'rabanan is going to become tamei d'oraisa. That was Bar Kapara's pshat, and that's what he said what the Mishnah means. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, they're both d'oraisa. They're both tumah daraisas. So what does the Mishnah mean that you're allowed to put them together? Afal pisha mosifin lo tumah al tumaso, even though you're mosif. So he says, even though it sounds like from the Mishnah that what you're burning together is a rishon and a sheni, which then wouldn't have any effect. But he said, no, it's about a rishon and a shlishi. It's a rishon and a shlishi. So then it's going up because if you burn a rishon and a shlishi, then the shlishi is going to become a sheni, right? Because the shlishi does a rishon and a rishon, everything it touches makes it a sheni. So that was the machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, how to understand the Mishnah. That was part one. Then we had the middle of the daf, where, let's review it, because it's going to come up on today's daf again, machlokas in the Tosefta between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you can't burn tahar meat with tamei meat. Like pigul and nosar have to be burned. But they're not tamei meat, daraisa, they're usar. Leftover meat. It's fine, it's tahar, but you have to burn it. So Beis Shammai says, you can't burn that with meat that became tamei. And Beis Hillel says, yes, you can. You're burning both of them anyway. So what's the difference if it becomes tummy while it's being burned? So we went through how each Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Kapara's understanding of the Mishnah adds on to Beis Hillel. That was the last thing that we did. We're not going to review that again right now. But now we're going to get to the next section. The next section of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mana Kumi Rabbi Yosa. Al Daiti Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. I think Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, fits. Because what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Our Mishnah is talking about two Tumah Daraisas. And the chiddush is that you could burn a shlishi with a rishon. They're both daraisas. But the Gemara is going to ask that the following statement of Rabbi Yochanan is going to talk about a Mishnah in, Seder Taros, which will list off six cases where the Chachamim said by these safek tumas you have to burn it. But these six cases were, the Gemara is going to say, after the time of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So before that time, you didn't burn Tumah Derabanans. So the Gemara is asking, Bar Kapara is saying, what's the part of the Mishnah? You can burn something that's Tumah Daraisa with something that's Tumah Derabanan. Since when do you burn something that's only Tumah Derabanan? Meaning, since when are you allowed to burn Kachim and Shruma that become Tumah Derabanan? Again, that was the Bar Kapara's who came to our Mishnah. Right? You take something that's Tumah Daraisa with something that's Tumah Derabanan. Since when can you burn something that's Tumah Derabanan? That's going to be the Gemara's question. I understand Rabbi Yochanan. It's good. Right, you see the middle of the wide lines of the Karban Ha'eda. If you say that we're talking about in the Mishnah with Daraisa and Daraisa, Nicha Shasarfanosa, you understand that you're going to burn it. Ella Bar Kapara to Amar de Bivlada Tumah Derabanan Iri. But according to Bar Kapara, who says our Mishnah is talking about a Tumah Derabanan, Kasha. Amai Amar Rabbi Chanina Shasarfin. Right? Why did Rabbi Chanina say you burn it? Habi Yemei Rabbi Chanina lo hayusarfin al Tumah Derabanan. Ela Tolin. In the days of Rabbi Chanina, they didn't burn Tumah Derabanan. They held it until maybe it will become Vade Tamid Araisa. Now let's read in the Gemara. So Al Daiti Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. Rabbi Yochanan fits in because it's all Tumah Daraisas. Demar Rabbi Yochanan said, Shisha Sveikos Hayutolin Aleinu Ban. There were six Sveikos. Six cases, right, this is quoted also in Meseches Shabbos, that you are tolin, right, you don't burn, but you don't eat. Uba Usha Gazer Lens Raven. A little bit later on, when the Sanhedrin went to Usha, they were Gozer, you know what, you burn it. That was the second stage. The second stage of the takana of the Rabbanan, when it moved to Usha. So Rabbi Chanina's going to call on him, Lola called him Usha Haya. Wasn't Rabbi Chanina before the time that the Sanhedrin went to Usha? Rabbi Chanina's got to call him live during the Zman HaMikdash. Right? He's talking about Skana Kohen Gadol. Usha was one of the 10 places that the Sanhedrin went after the Churban. So, says the Gemara, V'kodem Usha lo'aisa Sreifa lidivrei. And there wasn't Sreifa. So, question mark. How could Bar Kapara explain the Mishnah that we're talking about, something that's Tamei Midrabanan, in the day of Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, you didn't burn things that were Tamei Midrabanan. Remember the 10 places where the Sanhedrin went after the Churban, that's listed in the Gemara, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Connect and Gosses and Edger Migamara. Milishkas Agazis, that's the base of Migdash. Milishkas Agazis, Lechanus. Umichanus, Lirushalayim. Umirushalayim, Liyavne. Right? Yavne. Umiyavne, Lusha. Umiyusha, Liyavne. Back to Yavne. Umiyavne, Lusha. Back to Usha. Umiyusha, Lashafra. Umishafra'am, Lebet Sha'arim. Ubet Sha'arim, Litsipori. These are all up north. Umitsipori, Litferia. Vitferia, Amuka Mikulan, and that's where it was. That's where it was. And that's what the Rambam that we put in the past, and it's going to start in Tveria again, and then go back to Yerushalayim. And that's why they say the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria. But one of the places that the Sanhedrin was twice was Usha. So the Gemara says Rabbi Chanina's got a konim lived way before Usha. So only in Usha did they say you burn in these cases of Tumah Midrabanan. So how could Bar Kapara explain the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Chanina, about a Tumah Midrabanan? So Gemara says, no, Amar Leh, says the Reb Yosa. Reb Yosa says, no, Tipater Shenitma B'Kleis Chufis. I could come up with a Tumah D'Rabbanan that even earlier they burnt. You're right, those six cases, that, as we're going to see those six cases of Hashem on the next, on today's daf, those six cases, you're right, they first were Gozer Tolin, don't burn it, and only later on in Usha they said to burn it. But I could come up with a case that's Tumah D'Rabbanan, that you burned it right away, and that's if it becomes tamei with a klei zchuchis, with a glass kli. A glass is not one of the seven kalim that become tamei. Remember, glass is different. It's not a kli. It's not mentioned in the Torah as one of the materials. And therefore, glass, we know tefilas kalim is drabanan for glass, but there's a halachim, the top 10 halachim misconceptions. People think you don't make a bracha on tevilas glass. When you tova glass, oh, there's no bracha. There is a bracha. It's tevila midrabanan, but you still need to make a bracha by tevilas kalim for glass. But says the Gemara. So that's what we're talking about. Shenitma bikli zechuchis. So if it became tamei with glass, so even that case is you burn the tumah midrabanan even before the time of Usha in the times of Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. That's what we're talking about. Says the Gemara, really? Did they burn, even though glass is only Tamei Midrabanan? Glass is only Tamei Midrabanan. Is that true that it was burned? Right? Amar Leh, Afilu Tamar Nitma B'Kleis Chuchis. Even if it was, that's the Yukimta, I think the Gemara is about to say this Gzera was put together with the other Gzeras that are mentioned that we know for sure were not burned originally. So shouldn't we say this also? The halacha is not burned originally. Where do we see that? Lokein Amar Reb Zira Rebbe Avuna, Mishem Reb Yirmiya, Yosi Ben Yoezer Estreidav, Yosi Ben Yochanan Shulayim, of Pirkei Avos fame, right? In the first parak. These were two of the Zugos. This is the first Zugos, the pairs, when you had the Av Bezdin and the Nasi. So Yosi Ben Yoezer, they said, Gazru Tumah L'Eretz Ha'amim. They were Gozer Tumah on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. What's Tumah L'Eretz Ha'amim? Midah Raisa, if I go to Chutz La'aretz, the dirt isn't Tamei. The problem was that they say, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, the Umos Ha'olam are not careful where they bury their dead. And therefore, anywhere in Eretz Ha'amim, in Chutz La'aretz, could be a place where there was a Makom Kfura. And therefore, if there's dirt that's brought into Eretz Yisrael from Eretz Ha'amim, it has Tumah Midrabanan. Rove places are not going to be Tamei. So Rove, Midah Raisa, you can rely on Chazakas, and Rove, it's not. But Chazawar goes there on Tumas Eretz, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, right? Says the Karban Eidon Tat Mishim Safik Kfaros Shalahem. Safik Kfaros. To Akum Tamid B'mago B'maso B'oil L'Rabbanan. Right? Akum is Matame, a non-Jewish, body. Right? Is that Matame? So Maga Masa Oel, according to Rabbanan. Ulu Reb Shimon Nami. De'ima Kablin, Reb Shimon Bechoy, says, a goy is not Matame B'oel, but he is Matame B'mago B'maso. Says the Karban Eita. But either way, there's a Gzera of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Some say Tumas Eretz Ha'amim doesn't just go back during throughout history, but maybe it has to do with the Mabel. The Mabel. One Chazal says that the Mabel did not affect Eretz Yisrael, which was part of the miracles, right? The miracle was that it was the water was higher than the tallest mountain. That is an unbelievable amount of water. right? The fact that it covered the, think Mount Everest, 15 amos above Mount Everest over the whole earth. It's a miracle. A. B, it was boiling water, Chazal say. C, there's no walls around Eretz Yisrael, and according to Chazal, it did not go into Eretz Yisrael. Right. So, wonderful, amazing miracle. But, maybe that's, some say, that's part of the Tumas Eretz Amim. Because in the Mabul, there were bodies everywhere. But it didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That's Tumas Eretz Amim. So, Tumas, so, there goes your Tuma, and these great Zugos, Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, Vial Kleis Ruchas. And they were also Gozer, Tuma, Midrabanan, on Kleis Ruchas. So, Tumas Eretz Amim is one of the six mentioned that you're tolin, that you're not sorfin. So shouldn't we say that these two are compared? And therefore also by Kleis Ruchis, originally it wasn't burned, it's tolin, and then we're back to the Kasha on the Mishnah. Right? Rechim Yiskana Kohanim lived before Usha. So how could he even say that you're burning something as Tomim Midrabanan? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Sheta, Gozro Kli Matros. They were Gozer, even on others. What's Kli Matechas? A metal kli is tamei midaraisa. What do you mean goes al kli matechas? So the Gemara explains in Masechta Shabbos, the Karmel Eda here quotes it. Midaraisa, if I have a metal kli that became tamei, and then it broke and I smashed it to smithereens, and then I reconstituted it, it's like a new kli. Midrabanan, we say, no, the tumah comes back. If it's a kli, and then you broke it, and then you glued it back together, the tumah returns. That's the din derabanan of kli matchis. Gzeira mishum, we're not going to worry about that now. Hillel v'Shamai, Gozer Taras Yadayim. Hillel and Shamai were Gozer on Taras Yadayim. Yadayim, we know, are Askanios. Our hands touch everything. Right? One of the reasons we wash our hands in the morning is because Yadayim Askanios say. One of the three reasons we wash our hands in the morning. So our hands touch. So, you know, who knows what our hands touch? We're not thinking. So maybe touch something that's Tamei. So Chazal were Gozer. Hands have the status of Shnios L'Tumah. You want to eat Truma? You better wash your hands. Right, you always have to wash your hands. That was the Gzeira. So all of these Gzeiras were done, right, in the days of the Tanoim. Question mark. Meaning, what's the question? We assume that all these Gzeiras are equal, and all the Tuma created by these Gzeiros are equal. And therefore, the Gemara puts together Kli Zechuchis and Eretz Amin. So Eretz Amin, we know, was Tolin first, and only Sarfin later by Usha. So shouldn't we say the same thing by Kli Zechuchis? And therefore, you can't give an answer that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, where there was a Tumah Derabanan of Klei Mezuzah, because that also was originally tolin. Says the Gemara, who says that's true? Who says you have to compare the two? Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar Eretz Ha'amim V'Klei Mezuzah Tuliyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah would say they're equal. They're both tolin originally. Rabbi Yossi Savar Meimar Eretz Ha'amim Tuliyah V'Klei Mezuzah Sreifa. Rabbi Yossi might say that no, Eretz Ha'amim originally the Gzeir was that if this Tumas Eretz Amim, it's only Tluya, meaning you don't burn it. It's a suffix. But Kleis Ruchis is Bisrefa, so we saved Bar Kapara. Right, Bar Kapara is Pshat of the Mishnah that was talking about a Tumah Derabanan. Aye, Tumah Derabanan. Tumah Derabanan is only Tolin and not Sarfin. No, so I'm a Kleis Ruchis. Aye, is the Kleis Ruchis also originally Sarfin? The answer is no, it's not. Right, Kleis Ruchis originally is Sarfin, unlike the other Takanos. The Rambam, and before we get to the six, the Rambam lists off, based on earlier sources, the beginning of Hilchas Kalim. Right, Hilchas Kalim is one of the few halachas of Mishneh Torah. The Rambam has a few of them. I think, some of the others, Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam, a few halachas, maybe five or six halachas, has no mitzvahs. It's a set of halachas that has no mitzvos. Right, mikvos is a mitzvah of tefillah, but there are some halachos that don't have any. It's just inyanim. The Rambam, Tumas Ochlin is a mitzvah, but there are a couple. Once looked at this, kalim, inyan elu. This is the beginning of Hilchos Kalim. Rather, Rambam always lists off which mitzvahs are going to be discussed in this set of halachos. None. Kalim is a detail in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Hilchos Shcheinim, if I remember correctly, doesn't have any mitzvahs. Okay, Inyan Elu, Ha-Halachos, I don't remember exactly, but Leida, Kalim Shemakablum Tumah, Mikol Elu Atumas, V'Kalim She'enim Mestamim, V'Ketzen Mestamim, Ha-Kalim Umetamim. Which Kalim are Makabal Tumah, which are not, and how do they become Tumah? First Halacha and Hilchos Kalim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Shiva Mine Kalim Heim, Shemakablum Tumah Min HaTorah. There are seven materials that you can make a kli out of that are Makabal Tumah Midaraisa. Ve'elu Heim, Begadim, Sakin, Kli Or, leather, Kli Etzem, bone, Kli Matris, metal, Kli Eitz, wood, Kli Cheres, earthenware. What's not on the list? Kli Zechuchis. Right? Glass is not mentioned in the Torah. It's not a kli midaraisa. Hari hu omer, mikol kli yetes her begados o'or asako b'kli matches. Shenomar achaz azov as a kesef, kli cheres v'chulu. Mi pi ha-shmua lamdu shezeh shenomar b'torah v'chol ma'ase izim l'rabos kelim asuyim min ha-karnayim, min ha-tlafim v'chulu. And he talks about kelim made from atzamos. Right? These are all. Says the Rabbah Manalacha, hey, kli zechuchis eina makamun tumma midivri Torah. Glass is not makabel tumah midaraisa. The chachamim gozru aleihem sheyu makabel tumah. The chachamim were gozer that they should be makabel tumah. However, tchilas b'riyasa menachol, because where's glass made from? Dirt, sand. Sand, like klicheres, comes from the ground. So we're gozer, klizachuchis, otu klicheres, vayukin klicheres, obreisha tocha nira kabaran, lo gozer aleihem sheyitamu meaviran, eletchiga tumah. Okay, there are differences between klizachuchis and klicheres, but that's the Rambam. So that's what you see in our Gemara, that Kli Zechuchis is not Tami Daraisa, and that's what Bar Kapara understands as the Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, Eilu en Shisha Sveikas. What are those six Sveikos that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Taharos? The Mishnah in Taharos, that Chazal were Gozer, that these Tumas are Safek Tumas, and therefore if let's say his Shuma becomes Tame, it's Tolin. Tolin, you don't burn it, but you're not allowed to eat it. What are they? Six cases. Al Safek Beis HaPras. Number one, Safek Beis HaPras. This is also mentioned in Masechta Shabbos also. What's a Beis HaPras? There are three shitas about what a Beis HaPras is. And there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosos, which Beis HaPras this one is referring to. If you look in Shabbos, Daf, Tezvav, what does it mean, a Safek of a Beis HaPras? Says, Tosfos, oh, good, the Rashi first, says, Rashi, what's a Beis HaPras? Kagon, Shuma Shedechas of the Beis HaPras. Dehu, Sadesh Avad Bakever. There was a grave in this field. You have no idea where it is. There's no marking. You have no marking where the grave is. Savi, Deloyadina Mimhelila Al Kever. You walk through the field. You don't know if you went over the grave. That's what Rashi says is Safek Beis HaPras. Says Tosfos, that's not Safek Beis HaPras. That's a Amos Rabbanan. There it's a Safek Daraisa. Maybe you went over the grave. Says Tosfos, no, it's a different shot. Nira Lari, Demirish Besada, Shenechrash Bakever. You know there was a kever there, but you know it was plowed over. You know the kever was plowed over, which is Tarmi Daraisa, because only, so Ohel, right, if it's a tiny little piece of bone, there's no Tumas Ohel there. Velo Chashino Lassem Kisor, Velo Havi Limi Drabanon. Right, that's the Tumas Drabanon. Tosfos says where it was Nechrash. Rashi says Avad. Says Tosfos, Avol Sadesh, Avol Bakever, Avi Sfeika Daraisa. That's not what we're talking about. The six that we're listing here are all Tumas Durabanan. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what that is. So Safek Beis HaPras, number one. Next, Al Safek Eretz HaAmim, that we discussed already. Al Safek Bigdei Am HaAretz. In Am HaAretz, someone who is not makpid or doesn't know about every single halacha, his clothing are considered Tameh. For one of two reasons, Machlokas, the Karban Eida quotes both of these. Big day Am HaAretz are tummy either because Rechoshesh, his wife, was a nida and sat on his clothing, so his clothing is an av, or maybe he has the status of a zav, right? For one of those two reasons, we're going to treat his clothing as avatoma, right? So that's some big day Am HaAretz. Midrabanan. Then there's another one that's not in our girsa, but the Karban Eida adds it in, second wide line, the al safek kelim hanimsaim. You find a kli on the street, you have no idea if it's tummy or tahar, and then it touched shruma. Right, so we're going to be gozer tumah midrabanan, even though most kalim out there might be tahar. The al safek rokek, some spittle is on the ground and you touched it, so maybe it's the spittle of a zav. Al safek mei raglei adam, shu kenegen mei raglei behema. If one sees there's a urine on the floor, you're not sure if it's human or animal, and even if it's human, you're not sure if it came from a tahar human or from a zav human, and then the mei raglei is going to be Navatoma. So it's really a sex faker. And even there, we're machmir midrabanan. So on all of these six, each of these six, alvade maganchu savik tumasan, if you for sure touched one of these, but you're not sure if they're tummy or not, chazawar gozer, al elu sarfin shuma. On these, originally they were tolin, but then later on, once Usha came along, we are sorif, our sarf. So that was the six that we mentioned. But again, we said, maybe that didn't work for Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina and the Mishnah lived before the time of Usha. That's why he has to come up with another one that we say Sreifa originally, and that was the case of Klei Zechuchis. Next. Second of, I think, three Mishnayos, right? The first one we had, Rabbi Chanina. Now we have Rabbi Akiva. It's about four or five, to the end of the parak, this goes. So usually, the Yerushalmi, sugyas are shorter, but this actually goes for a couple of dafim. So the Mishnah says, Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on another chiddush to Rabbi Chanina's chiddush in the last Mishnah. Remember, we're gonna have to remember what was Rabbi Chanina's chiddush to then know what Rabbi Akiva added on. Remember, we had a machlokas, Bar Kappara Rabbi Yochanan. What was Rabbi Chanina's chiddush? Remember for a second. Bar Kappara said, what was the chiddush? You could burn Darais and Darabanan Tumas together. Rabbi Yochanan says, you could burn a Shlishi with a Rishon together. Right, that was the, so now Rabbi Akiva is gonna say something even more astounding. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Mi yemein shel kohanim lo nimnu mi lahalik es hashem en shenifsal b'tfu yom v'ner shenitzma b'tmei meis. They didn't not put together, meaning they put together oil, lighting oil. So we're obviously talking about truma oil, because that's truma oil is what you're allowed to burn and get hana'ah from. I'm not talking about oil from a karban mincha. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. So we always, the kohanim, who are tummy oil, lo nimnu mi lahalik es hashemen, shenifsal b'tfu yom. Another yesod, which we didn't mention last time, that we're going to mention right now. There are two words to say something is tame in Tana'idic language. You can say it's tame. Tame means it is tame and it can make something else tame. If you say the word pasul, it means it is tame, but it cannot make. It's the end of the line. It can't make anything else pasul. So if you have a sheni, for most things, a sheni is just pasul. It can't make a sheni, can't make anything else, right? A chulin can't become a shlishi. But sheni can make a shlishi in truma. So it's tummy regarding truma. And truma is tummy regarding kachim. But if it's within truma, shlishi is all you're going to get. So that's why, says the Gemara here, you see the difference in language, right? They did it. Lo nimnu. Milahalik as Hashem and truma oil. Shenifsal bitful yom. That became tummy from a tful yom. A tful yom has the status, right? Somebody went to the mikveh already, waiting for sunset. A tful yom has the status of a sheni. So oil that became tummy from a sheni means it is a shlishi. And it's nifsal, because a shlishi in truma, that's the end of the line. That's why the language in the Mishnah is called nifsal. So, the says Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim used to burn together a shlishi, right? That's the lahalik is a shemesh nifsal b'tful yom. If you have a shlishi oil, they used to burn that b'ner shenitma b'tamei meis, with a candle that was nitma b'tamei meis. We'll see this means with a candle, with an earthenware candle that is a av. That's an av. So Rabbi Akiva says, they used to burn shlishis and avs together, which means the shlishi is going to become a rishon, jumping up two. That's going to be the chiddush of this Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, the most you're going to get is a shlishi becoming a sheni. So now we're saying, Rabbi Akiva says, again, you're burning it anyway, so they used to allow shlishi becoming rishons, afal pisha, most even los tumah, tumah, so even though tumah is added on in this regard. So says the Gemara, let's understand this based on the understanding of the previous Mishnah. Al daiti, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in the previous Mishnah said, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, we're talking about all Tumah Daraisas. And the Chiddush was, a Shlishi could become a Shani. So, Tamon, Sarfin Tumas Torah in Tumas Torah. There, earlier in the Mishnah, the Chiddush was that you're allowed to burn something that's Tumah Midaraisa with something that's Tumah Midaraisa, right? And that is the right, shlishi daraisa and a rishon daraisa, and the shlishi is going to become a sheni. Ubala hosif psul Torah im tumas Torah. And what's the added chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the previous Mishnah? What's the added chiddush of this Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva says not only a shlishi to a sheni, but a shlishi to a rishon? And remember, going from a shlishi in truma to a rishon is not just jumping shlishi to rishon, but a shlishi is what's called pasul, as we said. It can't make anything else tame. A rishon is tame. So it's like a qualitative jump that Rabbi Akiva is teaching me. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. Al daiti debar kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, what did we already learn in the previous Mishnah? Right? Taman sarfin tumas devrayim im tumas Torah. Remember Bar Kapara in the previous Mishnah? He said the chiddush is that you're burning something that's tame daraisa with something that's tame darabanan. If that's true, then this Mishnah is not saying anything more than that. Vahacha psul torim tumas Torah. Here you're taking a shlishi and an av, but they're both within the world of daraisas. So v'loba el lefachos, isn't that less of a chiddush? Right? What's Rabbi Akiva adding? According to Bar Kapara, it doesn't need to be adding anything. The previous mission already told us that you could burn a daraisa and a darabanan together. So here we're saying you could burn a daraisa and a daraisa together? Answer, maybe our Mishnah is also talking about Daraisa Darabanan. Tiftar bitful yom, mi besa pras, shimi devrayem. Maybe that's what our Mishnah is talking about, a case of Darabanan. When it says tful yom in our Mishnah, it doesn't mean a tful yom sheni midaraisa. It's a tful yom sheni midarabanan. And therefore, just like the previous Mishnah says, you could burn daraisas and darabanas together. So too, our Mishnah is saying you can burn daraisas and darabanas together. So what's the added chiddush of this Mishnah? That you can go from pasul to tame. As we said, you're going from a shlishi to an av. Right? A shlishi cannot make anything else tame in truma. And a rishon can. So that's the added chiddush. In the previous Mishnah, we're talking about kudshim. So by kudshim, shlishi, that's still tame, because you can make a revi in kudshim. Right? So that's why, that's the added chiddush of this Mishnah, according to Bar Kappara. They're all on the world of, even a daraisa darabana can be mixed together and burned together. But that is talking about a shlishi to a sheni. Here it's a shlishi to a rishon, but is going from tame to, from pasul to tame. Period. Okay, next. Again, we don't have time, these dafim, to add in so much on the outside, because we're just trying to get pshat of the Gemara. Okay, next line. The Karban Eda says we're going back now to Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to ask, according to Rabbi Yochanan, remember yesterday we discussed how Rabbi Yochanan fits into Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? So we're about to ask, our Mishnah will be saying basically the same thing that Beis Hillel holds. What did Beis Hillel say? Remember in the Tosafta, Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to burn things that are tamei with things that are tahar, right? No sar and pigle could be gurned with tamei meat. So b'chanina skana kohanim shanya mishamer beishamai beisilol. Remember, we had to explain yesterday how we answered within beishamai, not only beisilol, but one second. Again, you have to add this in. The Karban Eda explains. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't our Mishnah then saying you could burn something that is tamei with something that is tahar? So it's the same thing that beisilol said. Answer, I'm Rabbi Mana, kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva Kedaitin, and Rabbi Akiva is going Lashitaso, is adding in a chiddush that only he holds, and not the other Tanan. What's our Mishnah talking about? Making oil tamei. To Rabbi Akiva, Omar Yitma Yitamei Dvar Torah. It says the word Yitma, Rabbi Akiva darshins in the Sechah Sota, in the Mishnah. Yitma, you flip around the Nekudos, Yitamei, it can become tamei. Rabbi Akiva holds, food could be Matamei food. Mida Oraisa. That's his chiddush. That's what's being added on in the Mishnah. We're saying that the oil is jumping up from shlishi to rishon. It's being metami from an av. And that oil is going to have the power to be metami of the food. So that's the chiddush that Rabbi Kiva is adding into our Mishnah. That's lishitaso, what he says elsewhere. And Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rabbi Yossi Barbun adds, Avagav, the last letter, Rabbi Shmuel, Yitma Yitame Be'ochlin, and even Rabbi Shmuel, who argues over there in Sota, on Rabbi Kiva, that food cannot be Matame food, Isla Yitma Yitame Be'kelim, but he does agree by Kelim, which means liquids. Kelim here means liquids. And here we're talking about a liquid, right? We're talking about oil. So even Rabbi Shmuel would agree in this regard. Period. Yitma Yitame, that drasha, just to mention one source, outside, and that is a great Radvaz that we like to quote. Radvaz writes in a tshuva, if you want to look it up again, it's Gimel Tafresh Bem Gimel. Why is it that there are no nekudos in the Torah? Doesn't it make it much easier for Bali Kriya? Why are there no nekudos in the Torah? Says the Radvaz, it allows us to darshan it much more. There are 1,000 understandings that we could have of the Torah. If it had nekudos, then it would be limited. We'd have to understand it in that way. Like this word, it says yitma, but we could darshan it yitame, because the nekudos aren't there. So this is just one of a 1,000 examples that Tshuva of the Radvaz helps us understand. Period. Next, in our Mishnah, what did it say? The ner, what was the language of our Mishnah? That the ner became tame, ner become tame, nitma bitame mes. So we've been understanding that the Mishnah is talking about a candle that became an av hatumah. How in the world could a candle become an av hatumah? What does it mean, ner nitma betame meis? So there's one of two ways, and the Gemara is going to say both. Either the candle touched a dead body itself. A dead body is an avi avos hatumah. If a candle touches it, it's an av hatumah. Right? There's another way. That's what we're going to see. Is tani tani tame meis? So there are some that have the girs in our Mishnah, tame mace. It doesn't have the letter bit tame mace. It has tame mace, which means that the candle touched it. That's why it's an av. But then others have is tani tani bit tame mace. Others say bit tame mace, meaning the candle touched somebody who touched a dead body, and yet the candle itself is enough. How does that work? The person who touched a dead body is itself enough. Ah, come up with one of the Yesodos in Tumah. Manda Amar Tamei Meis, according to the first opinion, first Girsa, that in our mission it's talking about a candle which touched a dead body, B'kli Shatef, then it could be that our mission is talking about a candle. What does a candle mean? A candle means like a little kli that holds oil. That's what a candle means in the days of old. So what kind of kli that holds oil? It could be any. Kli Shatef means any type of kli that could go to the mikvah. Metal, wood, anything. If you say that that's what our Mishnah means, that the candle touched the dead body, it could be talking about any type of kli. Manda amar bitame mace. But if you say that the girsa in our Mishnah is bitame mace, the candle touched a person who touched a dead body, then how could the candle become tame? Av, the kli matris. It must be talking about a metal kli. And here we have another yesod. Remember, we have to know the Ramban's Pirush Mishnayos by heart. Right, another yesod in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. One of the only exceptions to the rule where Tumah does not transfer down but across is what's known as Cherev Harayuka Chalo. The sword is like the dead body. If a sword, right, Rachman al Islan, if it kills somebody, the sword has the status of an Avi Avos HaTumah. So it goes across. But that applies even to a metal kli that touched somebody who was Tamei Meis, not just the dead body. If a metal kli touches a person who's Tamei Meis, the metal kli becomes an Avatumah. Also, it goes across. It doesn't go down. But that, the Parshat Shot of our Gemara, that's what the Maram Chalava points out in Pesachim Daf Yudalid, there is a major machlokas we've shown him, whether that principle of Cherev Harayuka Chalo only applies to metal or it applies to all kelim except for Cheres. So this Gemara is a mefurish that it only applies to metal. Right? That's what Gemara says. If you have the Girsa of Tamei Meis, then our Gemara, our Mishnah can be talking about any type of candle. But if you say it's talking about Bit Tamei Meis, then it has to be Kli Matris, which you would apply the principle of Cherev Harayuka Chalo. Just finishing up, my taima, what is this question? So we're going to go with Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. My taima, why don't you learn the Mishnah like Kli Cheres? When it says Kli often in the Mishnah, it means Kli Cheres, why not here? Answer, V'kol Kli Pasuach, V'gomer, Tamei Hu, in Parshas Chukas, where it talks about a Kli Cheres in a house with a dead body, Hu Tamei, Ve'en Nasa Avatuma L'Tamei. A special did that a Kli Cheres cannot become an Avatuma to be Metamei other things. And therefore, here we're talking about the Kli Cheres, the Kli in the Mishnah is being Metame other things. Therefore, it can't be talking about a Kli Cheres according to this Drasha. Okay, we'll have to stop there. And then next time we'll get into the next Mishnah, not after Rabbi Chanina, and then Rabbi Akiva, and then we'll get to Rabbi Meir in the next Mishnah. Oh, yeah.